sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the fourth inning. Here on KASM Radio, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen. Kimball Baseball brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated and St. Joseph Central Minnesota Realty with their Kimball location. Dairy Land Supply of Sauk Center, Tom Kramer Incorporated. Cold Spring and up in Glenwood, Rambo, Arnold's Incorporated, with all their locations. Kimball Baseball Association, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Erkins Water, BMS Excavating at Belgrade, and Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud. Ben Johnson facing number three hitter Corbin Cross, and the first pitch to Cross is strike in 0-1. Bouncing away from Cade Marquardt behind the plate in the count, one ball, one strike. One the count, 1-1 our score. And a curveball that catches that corner again in 1-2.
Ben Johnson works quickly on the mound, doesn't he, Randy? Gets the ball, he's ready, and he's in a groove.
And he just picked up his sixth strikeout of the day. Corbin Cross called out on strikes. You know,
he's fun to watch.
It's interesting, Don, how many of these have been swinging strikeouts, though. The home plate umpires called a lot of these six.
Yeah, they're not real aggressive in that fastball, are they?
No, and that's, as a coach, you're telling your guys, you got to go up there and swing and protect the plate, guys. You're not gonna get any hits by not swinging the bat.
And you get to work that count behind now against Ben Johnson. He gets pretty tough.
Ben's first pitch a strike. There's another strike called in 0-2. The guys aren't swinging the bat, and that's fortunate for Ben. He's just throwing strikes.
What's this now? 0-2 count. He can use what he wants to.
And that's just fouled to the backstop as Alex Waterman, the cleanup hitter, just got the very end of the bat on that pitch.
That was a good pitch on the 1-2. Wasn't on the outside corner. And Johnson knew what he wanted to do there. And wasn't going to throw him a curveball.
0-2 the count.
Might see it here.
Comes from the side. Check swing. They say he didn't go around. And 1-2. Very close. Now, if I would have been umping back in the day, I would have called that a strike. I wouldn't have even appealed. There's strike three called on the curveball, and Waterman out on strike. This is fun to watch. 7 strikeouts, 6 called out. Wow.
Tell you what, they have no idea what Ben Johnson's coming with. That's what's happening right now. He's let him off with 2 straight fastballs, threw another one in the outside corner as a waste pitch. He just got a piece of it.
Yeah.
And then he started working on him.
And that'll bring Luke Weber to the plate. And Luke takes the first pitch, a fly ball to left field. Austin Rooley there makes the catch for the out. And 1-2-3 go the Mudcats in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 3.5 innings. Kimball 1, Prior Lake 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up, and Ben Johnson has been fun to watch so far.
Yeah, he's getting his offense back in the dugout, isn't he? He's got 11 straight. He's retired now from Prior Lake. 6 call-out strikes already.
Wow.
Called out.
for the Express here in the fourth inning. 8-9-1, Max Tibbetts, Brooks Marquardt, and Austin Rooley.
These are games that are fun to watch, aren't they, Randy?
They are. They are. Max Tibbetts reached on an error by the third baseman in his first at-bat. He scored the Express's only run so far today as Ben Morrison delivers high for a ball 1-0. Morrison struggled through the first two innings, gave up a hit last inning, has not had a perfect inning yet. The Kimball Express maybe missed some opportunities to get a few more runs early in this game.
Yeah, I think so, Randy. They left three guys on base in the first inning, and this little miscue by the hitter there, he stumbled, and I think otherwise that would have been a whole different first inning.
Kimball's Max Tibbetts has worked the count to 3-0 right now, as now Morrison's pitch is a called strike in 3-1.
But like they would say, it's baseball, it's water over the dam. You got to come back and start over again.
Start over, yeah. Here's Tibbetts, a chopper to third, fielded cleanly there by Cross, and his throw across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout. Number 9 hitter, Brooks Marquardt, comes to the plate. Brooks hit by a pitch in his only at bat today. Kimball has drafted a couple players from St. Augusta, and also they have drafted a Richmond ball player, Eli Emerson. Pitch a curveball to Brooks and strike one.
Zach Loudenbuck from St. Augusta and Tommy Friesen from St. Augusta.
The 0-1, and Marquardt a pull back on that pitch. He wanted to drag himself a bunt, and one ball, one strike.
Not a bad play. Not a bad move by Brooks Marquardt. Keep that third baseman honest.
The third baseman Cross is playing way back.
Yes, he is. He's got about three steps behind the bag, probably a little deeper.
Pitch high to Brooks, 2-1-1.
Giving them the whole line there, too.
There's a fastball for a strike, and 2-2. Balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Ben Morrison's curveball chopped on the ground. Back to Morrison on the mound. He'll toss it to first, and he throws it nonchalantly, and the first baseman, Jared Lear, has to come off the bag, and when he comes off the bag, he bobbled it.
Are probably the hardest plays by a pitcher now, aren't they?
He lobbed it, though, and yeah. Lear was like, get here, and it was short. Lear had to go out and get it.
Yeah, as he went out to get it, it pulled him off the bag, and oh, boy.
And a break for the Express says that'll bring the top of the order to the plate. Give the air to the first baseman. He dropped it, and the throw by Morrison catches Brooks Marquardt just almost off guard. Brooks had taken a lead, and Morrison a quick throw to first, and Brooks just barely got back. Austin Rooley at the plate. Austin a two-for-two day going, and he'll foul that one.
Come off the catcher, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Bounced off the catcher into the backstop in the count 0-1.
Ben Kelsey.
He's flexing his hand.
Yes, I think he got it off the fingers.
Well, you know, that's instinct. That's your bare hand. You try to reach for that ball.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not a good idea, is it?
Right. 0 on the count to Austin Rooley. Quick throw by Morrison over to first and back safely is Brooks. Boy, that throw, Don. It just comes over there pretty darn fast. Just looking at that move. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that hit Rooley in the head. Hit him in the helmet. Yeah, hit him in the helmet, and it was not real hard, Rooley running down to first base, that curveball that didn't curve. And he was just trying to duck out of the way, and it got him in the helmet. And I don't know what Morrison's saying, that he didn't try to get out of the way.
He had a heck of a time trying to get out of the way of that.
Right, right.
I think all he was trying to do is not get it in the face. Actually turned his head and got in the back of the helmet.
Yeah.
Good thing it wasn't his fastball.
So hit by a pitch and an error on the pitcher. Brooks is on second, Austin Rooley on first, and here comes Scott Marquardt to the plate. Scott 0-for-2 today. And the pitch to Scott, a fastball strike and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Of course, one can only look back to 2017 when Scott was at the plate against Lake Henry and that big walk-off home run against the Lakers, yes, won him a state championship.
I can tell you right now, I could talk to who that my son-in-law just about knows every pitch of that game.
The 1-1 pitch to Scott, ground ball to second. They tag the runner out and the throw to first in time.
Got him.
A 4-unassisted, 4-6 double play, or 4-3 double play, and that's going to end the inning for Kimball. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. We played four here in Milroy. 1-1, Kimball and Prior Lake. We're back in a minute.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
There are many different brands of TMR feed mixers in the farming industry, but at Dairyland Supply we feel that we have done the research to offer you the best brands possible, such as Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Schuler, and more. Each brand has capacities available to fit any size operation you may have. Contact Dan or Randy today at 800-338-6455 to see what brand fits your farm the best. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Top of the fifth inning, and Prior Lakes headed to the batter's box with Jake Lair. And the first pitch from Ben Johnson, a strike called 0-1. Ben with seven strikeouts in the ball game through the first four innings. Check swing by Lair and the count at 0-2. Doing such a good job of getting ahead of these hitters.
Hey, what, Prior Lake doesn't really know what's coming here. Ben's changing pitches. It's actually pretty much fastballs to start these hitters out.
The 0-2, curveball in the dirt and the count 1-2. And you know, Don, I've watched Ben and Cade Marquardt. I don't think Ben's shaking off Kate.
I don't think he will.
He's just trusting the young man to call the game, and that's probably something they've talked about in the dugout. There's strike three called.
He knows what he wants. He gets ahead of him. Another two, and then he throws him that.
Another caught-looking strikeout again. Called strike three. And that'll bring pitcher Ben Morrison to the plate. First pitch to Ben, the ball 1-0. Ben struck out in his first at-bat today. Pitch show outside and low, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
Just to say that, just a bit outside.
Just a bit. 2-0 the count. Johnson's pitch inside and 3-0. And Ben Johnson is in a territory where he hasn't been much today.
No.
3-0.
Wow. He doesn't throw that many pitches to a hitter, does he?
No. It's 2, Morrison. There's a strike called, and 3-1. Ben has retired 12 straight. 1-1 our score here in the fifth, and inside a ball, and he walks Morrison, his first walk of the day.
A pretty nice pitch in the inside corner, isn't it?
Surprised Ben Kelsey, Don, that he's taken off his shin guards yet. I mean, he was going to bat regardless this inning.
Well, I was thinking. maybe was adjusting his stirrup socks. You don't see them too often.
No, you don't.
Nice.
Kelsey steps up to the plate. He bounced over to Adam Beyer at first base in his first at-bat today. It's high for a ball.
This guy here, to me, if he could get a hold of a fastball, it would go a long way.
Certainly would. One ball, no strikes to Ben Kelsey with Morrison at first. There's a fastball at the knees and strike one. 1-1 the count.
I haven't seen Ben come out of the windup or the stretch too often here yet today.
No, not since the first inning. We're in the top of the fifth, a 1-1 ball game. 1 ball, 1 strike, Ben Johnson. It stepped on the pitching rubber, now steps off again.
A little cat and mouse going on here?
I think so. 1 run, 3 hits, and an error for Kimball. 1 run, 1 hit, 2 errors for Prior Lake. The pitch high to Kelsey in 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 out, 1 on. From the stretch, a swing and a miss by Kelsey, strike 2.
Nice pitch. Kelsey says, give me that again. See if I can miss it again.
2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch a little bit high in the count, full 3-2. No activity in the express bullpen. And really not needed so far, as Ben Johnson has been spot on. Morrison takes his lead at first, and here's a grub. Oh, back to Ben Johnson. He grabs it with the bare hand to second for one.
Wow.
A relay to first. Double play. We could hear the smack up here. Johnson turns a 1-6-3 double play to end the fifth.
Ouch.
No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. To the bottom of the fifth we go. 1-1 our score. We're back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind, and we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
One to one, our score here, bottom of the fifth inning. The fans still buzzing after Ben Johnson started that double play, and we're still buzzing up here. That was an amazing double play turn by Ben.
I never seen that, that hard of hit ball. It's just one hopper. His glove was to his left, and he just put his right hand up, and it was this potch. It was right in his hand,
yep,
like he had a glove on it. So he's got all the stitch marks from that baseball there.
And he threw it to Brian Marquardt at short, Don, and the throw was a little low.
I'm sure.
And Brian was able to turn the double play yet, so what a great ending to that fifth inning. For the Express here in the fifth, we'll see if they can maybe put together some runs here. They have been stymied here by Ben Morrison,
right,
after leaving a bunch of runners on in the first and second innings.
Right now they have left the runners on base every inning, 3-2, 1-1 so far here.
7 base runners left on through the first 4 innings. Adam Beyer, Ben Johnson, Joe Penrith will bat here in the inning.
And Morrison is just a little bit well enough to keep these guys up straight, I think. It's not quite quite as consistent as Ben Johnson, but he's right there.
Starts Adam Beyer with a breaking ball, strike one. 0-1 the count. There's a fastball from Morrison and the count 0-2.
Well, guys are in the groove. They're in the groove where they get going here.
Morrison's breaking ball, missing outside, and the count 1-2.
That looked like a batting practice pitch from you. From years ago, that there. Had a lot of spin on it, and it was in the dirt.
Yeah, it was in the dirt. 1-2 to Beyer. Fastball a little bit low in count 2-2. Adam Beyer so far today walked in his first at-bat, struck out his last at-bat. Morrison kicks and delivers, and Beyer a ground ball up the middle, of base hit to start the fifth. Adam Beyer very patient in the batter's box, starting the fifth. And, you know, Ben Johnson comes to the plate here, Don. In my opinion, Ben, a very low-key guy. He doesn't get all hyped up and stuff, but after they got that double play,
a little fist pumping, did he?
Fist pump, and you could hear it, yes.
Yeah, that was shaking the feeling out of his hand. <with it.
laughs> We'll see how he operates the bat here.
Got a glove on now, though.
With Beyer on first and nobody out, Morrison's fastball catches the outside corner, strike one. That might not have been the fastball. That might have been
like a changeup.
A changeup, right.
Low against Ben, thought it was low.
0-1 the count to Johnson. Curveball, a swing and a miss by Ben and 0-2.
He had that kind of that sad look on his face on that pitch, but I knew he wasn't going to say nothing to the umpire because he's on the mound, too.
That's right. Well, it's 2 strikes. Morrison from the stretch comes with the fastball outside in the count 1-2. Baseball today, we're waiting for Cold Spring score. Ninth inning, the Springers leading Elko 8-3, so looking more and more like the Springers will play again tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Breaking ball outside in the count 2-2. Over on KDDG tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Kirby will have Cold Spring Rocky baseball against Buckman, and then the Springers possibly playing that 4 o'clock game. As Johnson swings and misses, he's out on strikes.
Boy, and Morrison takes something off that pitch. Wow. Compared to what he's been throwing, he took about, I'd say, 20 miles an hour off that pitch here.
He's a different pitcher than he was in the first and second inning.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Control is right there. He's using a little bit more of that off speed.
Joe Penrith's to the plate with Adam Beyer at first and one out. Penrith laces a single up the middle. Beyer paused a little bit, and he must have had kind of a bad angle where he thought maybe the shortstop could catch that ball. But from where we're sitting right behind home plate, it was a no doubter. It was
right
up
over
the middle.
The pitcher's head.
Yeah.
I thought the pitcher might have a chance. I don't know.
Right.
But it's hit pretty hard.
It's not a, I guess, in a batter, a base hit where Beyer would have gone to third anyway.
No.
So he pulls in the second, and it'll bring Cade Markwart to the plate. Penrith gets his first hit of the day, and for the Express, their fifth hit on the afternoon.
He's probably the guy you want up in this situation.
I would say Cade Markwart, 1-for-2 today, probably the hottest hitter for the Kimball Express, and the curveball, a strike called, 0-1. The ball's 1 strike. Looks like they're giving Cade the right field line.
Oh, look at the hole.
Ooh. And there's strike 2 called, a big hole out there.
Oh, wow. In second and first. First base is playing behind the runner, and the second base is really shaded towards second.
0-2, two curveballs to Cade Markwart. They set up on the outside corner and come with the fastball and a swing and a miss. Markwart out on strike.
Wow. Heck of a fastball by Ben Morrison there. He just kept it up a little higher on Cade Markwart, and he couldn't catch up to that one.
That'll bring Brian Markwart to the plate, and Brian 0-for-1 today. Brian walked in his first at-bat. Two outs, two on for the Express. They have stranded 7 base runners through the first 4 innings. And Brian Markwart into the batter's box. Adam Beyer at second. Joe Penrith at first. First baseman Lear playing behind Penrith. And the pitch to Brian Marquardt, a strike in 0-1.
First pitch is just hard to pull a trigger on, isn't it?
0-1 the count. Morrison's breaking ball right there across the plate and strike two.
I think that's what it is. It's so hard to pull the plug on that first pitch from either one of these pitchers because you don't know what they're going to start you with. It's just curveball, fastball. It goes back to his slider.
Continuous guessing game.
Yeah.
The 0-2 just outside in the count 1-2 to Brian. Max Tibbetts on deck. One ball, two strikes. Beyer leads from second. Penrith's over at first. 1-1 our score in the bottom of the fifth inning. Beyer goes on the double steal, and it goes off the catcher, Kelsey's glove, and to the backstop. I think that's a case where Kelsey probably saw Beyer going, Don,
yes.
And he's going, what the heck?
He's trying to get the ball before he had it in his glove.
Yeah. Interesting move there by Adam Beyer.
Absolutely. I thought it was a good move. I didn't expect that. Did you double steal?
Not at all. Not at all. So they're in scoring position, Penrith and Beyer. And the count two, Brian Marquardt at 2-2. Morrison going back to the windup. And the fastball just a little bit low. And the count full at 3-2. Wow, was that a close pitch.
That looked low from up here, though.
It did. Okay. 3-2. Here we go. Curveball. Straight
three
call. And Marquardt gets caught looking. That will end the fifth for the Express. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two left on. We're deadlocked. 1-1 after five. Back in a minute.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bemidji leading Maple Lake 5-3 after five innings over in Springfield this afternoon. Here it's 1-1. Kimball and Prior Lake. Cold Spring, the last we heard, they were leading Elko 8-3 in the ninth inning. Have not heard that game go final yet. For Prior Lake, their number nine hitter, Jared Lair, the first baseman, steps up to the plate. It'll be Lair, Johnny Houston, and Cole Bjorg. And the pitch to Lair's fall back and out of play in the count 0-1. 0 on the count.
Where did that come off of?
I don't know. Sounded like maybe somebody caught that, though. If it's out on the sports deck.
Back to Adam Beyer pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah. 0 on the count. Pitch chopped by Lair at the plate and the count 0-2. That hit the...
Ouch. Up the toe.
Lair trying to walk that foul tip off. One run, five hits, and an error for Kimball. One run, one hit, two errors for Prior Lake. These Class C games, all single elimination. Either you win or your season ends. Here's a ground ball down the first baseline. Ben Johnson saw that ball foul, and it came back fair.
He had to make up his mind, leave it or pick it up right away.
1-3 on the put out. Nice play by Ben. He lobbed it over Lair's head. And Adam Beyer just held tight over at first. Johnny Houston to the plate. Houston so far today, 0-for-2 out of that leadoff spot. And he steps into the box, the right-handed hitter. Ben Johnson has struck out 8 so far today. Walked 1, and the first pitch to Houston is fouled at the plate, 0-1. 0-1 the count. Twins losing the first game of their doubleheader today to Detroit. Curveball on the inside corner to Houston, and the count 0-2. Losing 8-2 in the first game, Tigers take the second one too, 4-2, and Twins losing a doubleheader today. Pitch a ball to Johnny Houston, and the count 1-2. Here's a curveball back to Johnson on the mound. He's going to smother it. He'll throw to first. And 1-3 in the putout.
Batter didn't even run. He looked at that and he thought, I'll just go back to the dugout.
Interesting, yes. As a coach, I would maybe have issue with that.
I would too.
Yeah, run him out.
At least make an effort. If you're out halfway down, that's a little different.
He's still got to throw the ball to first,
yes,
right?
He does.
Yep.
And we've seen that happen already, haven't we, today?
Oh, yeah. At the plate, number 2 hitter, Cole Bjorg, and the pitch to Bjorg is a strike and 0-1. 0-1 the count. Ben Johnson kicks, delivers, and inside a ball and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Johnson ready. Here's a swing by Bjork, strike 2. 1-2. Johnson gives us the appearance he's as tough as he was in the first inning yet. And Bjork chops this to first baseman Beyer. Adam will flip to Ben Johnson, 3-1 on the putout. And that ends the 6 for Prior Lake. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5 innings. Kimball 1, Prior Lake 1. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Andy Rothstein with you. Don Heinen joins me today, too, on a very comfortable Saturday, now evening.
I was stretching, Randy. My seat was getting a little flattened here, so I had to rearrange things. But I tell you what, this is enjoyable, isn't it?
It has been, yeah.
What a great game. One guy has gotten on against Ben Johnson of the last 17.
Wow. Mr. Johnson has been exciting to watch so far, that's
yes,
for sure. And for the Kimball Express here in the bottom of the 6th inning, Max Tibbetts, Brooks Marquardt, and Austin Ruley get set to face right-hander Ben Morrison. And Tibbetts fouls it to the screen, and the count 0-1. The ball's one strike. 0-1 the count. There's a ball inside corner, strike two, and 0-2. 0-2 the count. Here's Tibbetts giving it a ride to right center field. The center fielder, Houston, catching up to it and making the catch for the out.
That's probably one of the harder hit balls we've seen today.
We haven't seen a lot of action in the outfield. No.
Going well. No. Are we playing or not today?
One out, and Brooks Marquardt to the plate. I'm looking. Scott Marquardt had a fly ball to center field earlier in the first inning. This is just the second fly ball out by Kimball today. Brooks Marquardt celebrating a birthday today, too, I guess. And he chops this one deep in the hole. Bobbled by the shortstop, and he's not going to have a play.
I don't think he would have if he'd have got that cleanly.
I think Brooks would have beat it out. Yep, they are giving him a hit. That flashed up on the scoreboard. So Brooks has been on base all three times today.
Yes, he has.
Here on his birthday, he was hit by a pitch, reached on an error, and now a base hit for the number nine hitter, and that sets the table for the top of the order. Austin Rooley, 2-for-2 today. Five strikeouts so far for Ben Morrison. He has walked three, hit a couple, and the strike called, 0-1 to Austin Rooley. The ball's one strike. Going on the play is Brooks Marquardt. Here's a fly ball to right field. Marquardt's going to have to hustle to get back to first. Here comes the throw, and not in time. Catch made out there by right fielder Jake Lear. Brooks was all the way to second base, and this ball was hit to right field.
He was sliding in at second base.
So just know how fast he had to get back.
Absolutely. And the right fielder was like, will you please come down quickly, quickly, quickly here. He kind of made a good shot to first base. Yesterday.
Oh, he did. And Austin really gave it a drive out to right field. We'll see what Scott Marquardt has in his bat here.
Fourth time up for these guys now. They're going to probably try to start figuring out Ben Morrison here and get a little more aggressive.
Pitch two, Scott Marquardt is low for a ball, 1-0. Adam Beyer on deck. Ben Morrison working from the stretch, his pitch, and Marquardt pops this one up shallow right center field. Johnny Houston will make the catch for the out, and that'll end the Express sixth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. Six in the books. It's 1-1. Kimball and Prior Lake. We're back in a minute.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and are proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2020 baseball season. And thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continuing support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2020 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We make our way to the seventh inning here in Milroy. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany.
only in amateur baseball, right? The fans can sing happy birthday to the center fielder.
That's right. And Ben Johnson beginning his seventh inning of work. That's the face, the 3-4-5 hitters. Corbin Cross will lead it off. And the pitch, a strike call to Corbin, 0-1.
Prairie Lakes still with one hit only in this game.
Ready on the mound, Johnson, and his pitch, Cross taps it foul at the plate, 0-2. Ben Johnson, through the first six innings, has struck out eight, walked one, and hit one, along with giving up that one hit.
A couple guys from Prairie Lake are warming up out there down the left field line. Not sure if it's a pitcher, just defensive changes maybe.
Cross with the only hit off of Ben Johnson today. Ben's breaking ball just misses outside, and the count 1-2. That was definitely close. Johnson coming from the side, and pitch inside a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Cross, a fly ball to center field. Brooks Marquardt, as it measured, makes the catch for the out.
There you go. He's saying happy birthday to the center fielder, and he gets the first ball.
He gets the ball. That's right. That will bring cleanup hitter Alex Waterman to the plate.
You know, it's kind of funny in, you know, amateur baseball like this, small town baseball like we have, like Kimball with the population they have in 2017, you know.
Here's a one-hop shot to Brian Marquardt at short. Brian across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout.
The well, field to keep filling a team in small towns like this, and you know, from the 2017 state tournament win that they have like eight of those players that are not playing with them right now.
Wow.
And they got, and just, they keep getting these other players to come back. You know, that's a tribute to small-town baseball, isn't it?
You bet. I'll bring Luke Weber to the plate. Luke 0-2 today. Weber takes a strike call to 1-1. See Scott Marquardt, Don. He was starting to creep in on the grass over at third base. You know, Weber may be that potential for a bunt.
Well, I think so. Right here, Randy, you know, you're in this situation right now. Maybe it wasn't a bad time to try it. You got to get something started here.
1-1 the count. Ben Johnson pitch outside, and now 2-1 to Weber. On deck, Jake Lear, the right fielder. The 2-1. That pitch is high, and 3-1. 3-1. Ben Johnson delivers. There's a fastball on the inside corner in the count full, 3-2.
Yeah, Ben hasn't gotten really 3-2 counts in this game.
3-2. And Weber helps Johnson out there. I think a pitch that would have been ball four. He follows it back and out of play in the count at 3-2 yet.
Fighting her off with two strikes will count here. If it looks close, you got to be hacking.
You do. 3-2 right on the inside corner. Strike three called, and that'll end the seventh for Prior Lake. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 6.5 innings. Kimball 1, Prior Lake 1. More baseball in a minute here on KAFM.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, Lashana, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
And we have a new, no, it has Ben Morrison yet. I thought we were going to get a new pitcher yet, but no. Mr. Morrison comes out for his seventh inning of work. Facing the Kimball Express, says Adam Beyer, Ben Johnson, and Joe Penrith. Ben Morrison, no slouch either, through the first six innings, has given up the one run on five hits. He struck out five, walked three, and hit two batters so far.
Did you expect a bit of a pitching duel here today?
Well, I knew if Ben Johnson was throwing, we'd see a pretty good,
yes,
pretty good outing from Ben, but I wasn't expecting that out of Morrison. And I guess I don't know Pryor like that well, but Morrison has been up to the task, too.
Yes, he has. He struggled a little bit earlier with his control, but I'll tell you what, he's settled down big time. He left a lot of guys for Kimball stranded on base paths so far here.
Here's Adam Beyer, a one-hop shot to second and over to first for a three and a foot out of Beyer.
So he's getting his defense behind him. He's left, Kimball left 10 guys stranded so far on bases here, so they haven't been on anything without one yet. Hasn't had a 1-2-3 inning.
Bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben 0 for 3 today. You know, the 305 porch down the left and right field line, it's awful enticing to a hitter, and Mr. Johnson has been known to hit the long ball once in a while. It'd be nice to see him get a hold of one and help his cause. Pitch bouncing away from the catcher, Kelsey, and 1-0.
Haven't seen too many balls pulled on either one of these pitchers
today. No. Everything's been to the middle of the field or to the opposite field. 1-0. Oh, and that's going to catch Ben Johnson in his left arm or left shoulder, and so he's going to go to first. That's the third hit batter today.
Now he's got a left shoulder. He got hit. He got a ground ball out in his right hand.
Yep.
That he feel with like a glove.
You see, Don, right below you there, they're piping in that beautiful hamburger smoke.
I see that. We're going to get a fan pretty soon and blow it up towards us here.
Those fans that are getting that smoke are going to go home smelling like hamburgers. The dog is just going to kind of go around all those people, and it's like people are going to wonder, why is the dog so friendly? Yeah, well, you smell like hamburgers, right?
And I'm hungry.
Yeah. Johnson leads from first. First pitch to Joe Penner. It's a strike called, and 0-1. Ben Morrison on the mound. Here comes that 0-1 pitch and a chopper to short. A second for one, and there will be no relay as Ben Johnson goes in pretty hard on that second baseman. So just the fielder's choice for Joe Penrith.
I like that sportsmanship by Ben Johnson when he in the second base hard on the second baseman there, and he gets up, turns around, runs, he's running away to make sure he's okay. I always like to see that in a baseball game.
Cold Spring winning today 9-3. The Springers in Class B 9-3 over Elko. Thank you, Scott Stevens. That means the Springers will play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock on KDDG 105.5 with Kirby Hemish. Cade Marquardt at the plate. The first pitch to Cade. A strike called and 0-1.
Wow, he took a lot off that curveball again. Just hung it right on the outside corner again.
We'll have two games here on Chasm tomorrow. Watkins and Fergus Falls at 11. Lake Henry, they'll take on Jordan at 5. Both of those games here on KASM tomorrow. Pitch outside to Cade Marquardt in the count 1-1. So we almost should put Randy and Don painted on the bleacher here, right?
Yeah.
Marquardt takes low for a ball and 2-1.
Mark save. Yeah. And we've been here a few times already. We haven't been to Springfield yet, so we're hoping that one of these teams can go.
Ball's one strike and a long drive by Marquardt.
center field. Johnny Houston on the run makes the catch for the out. Oh, he gave it a ride, but Houston catches up to it in that left center field gap, and that'll do it for the Express in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Seven in our books. Kimball won, Prior Lake won. We're back in a minute.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.